2019, whatever year it was, it was going by too fast, really successful year. And I think just listening to the online right now, after one rehearsal, gives you some idea what, I think a good idea what 2020 could be. We have a great nucleus this year, and there's no doubt in anyone's mind that we can't be anything but much better than we've been in the past. And it's going to be a really good year. We handed out a brochure earlier in the year, and on the front it said, commitment, not convenience. And all we're trying to emphasize there is that, you know, we want to make sure that when we go out and perform, that every member is totally prepared for that experience. And they're ready to really do their part and add something to the overall ensemble. So we're just asking everybody, you know, within reason, I keep saying it, people are probably sick of reading what I'm saying, but we're just asking everyone to make some sort of attempt to really make sure that they're completely ready and ready to roll and ready to perform at the core. And regarding the brochure that I sent out, there are some changes in that that I mentioned mostly to the Honline because they all occurred obviously after Plymouth. One, the Quincy performance, I had down a couple dates because we weren't sure what it was, but it will be March 28th, and that's the one in that delightful hall in Quincy that is not a really great venue, but we are doing that. Secondly, the first Foster Crusader show, which I believe is June 27th, or it's the Saturday night there, the last Saturday. We have it on the schedule as being in Lawrence, and it's going to be actually at Boston College, and which clearly, this being our sixth year, will be the best venue that we've actually performed at. So, and it's going to be like 11 units there that night, so there should be a pretty decent crowd. In the North End, I have three dates mentioned. And at the time, I wasn't sure exactly how it played out, because as it turns out, this year there are five Sundays in August. So we have three North End performances listed. The first one has not been finalized. But what we hope to do is, well, let me go back to the point I was going to make. The events are actually the first, third, and fifth. They're not being run one week after another like it was last year. But the big event, obviously, is St. Anthony's, and we really hope to, that would be the one that we can get the most people to. We are asking everybody to try to make, if they can, one of the other events. It's really a great payday. We're trying to stay away from adding any events on. I was talking to the board earlier. We got an offer today to do two parades that would tie us up on July 4th. One at 8 o'clock and one at 10 would be done at $8,000 for the two parades. And one of them is a quarter of a mile long. But we just can't take it because we realize it's, you know, July 4th. And it really is in conflict with what we're trying to do with the Corps, trying to do holidays and all that. But what I'm going to do this week is I'm going to send out via email a revised booklet. And if you don't get anything by the end of the week, that means I probably put down the wrong. I'm not exactly really great at details. I don't want to don't listen to that, you know. But, so I'm going to send out the package. If at the end of the week you don't receive anything from me, try to get back to that you didn't get anything so I can get your correct email address and get something out. I'm also sending out a list of all the people on the board of directors. They're obviously all members. And when you look at that list, I want to keep in mind that, I mean, Linda and I are available at all times. We're the only two that I've listed phone numbers because I didn't feel I wanted to list anyone else's phone number. But you can always get in touch with us by phone or email about any particular matter. But at the same time, don't hesitate to approach anyone on the board, because any decision we do make as a drum corps is run by the board and approved by the board, and they all have a pretty good idea what's going on. Last year, even with the trip to York, we ended up in a situation where we pretty much went broke even, which I'm sort of proud of, in light of, you know, the cost that we lost 6,000 during York alone. But paying your financial obligations is really important. If we could get that money in the next month or so, it could go a long way. You know, to rent this hall now is up to $400 a Sunday. So we're basically paying $5,000 a year just for Sunday rehearsals. And we pay $3,000 to $4,000. great year this year, and as I've said a million times to the point of being sick of hearing it, I can't picture having a better group of individuals than we have in this school, so thank you. Did you want to say something, Linda?
Yeah,
I did okay.
Thank you.
All right, school, your cookies?
is there's refreshments and cookies and brownies and
mingle. My boyfriend's number, aka your husband,
Lawrence.
And I'm texting you really now.
Pause it.